really hard reputation in that community, and this skinny kid was always trying to give me advice. When he was about 12, Beto started working with some community organization. He had got together with a group of kids from the neighborhood, and they hung out to talk and play games. I saw them a few times, Beto and this group of little kids. It looked interesting, but weird. No one our age did that kind of stuff. "You should try it," he told me. "Yeah, right," I said sarcastically. It looked good in a way, but I had a reputation to keep up. How could I do that if I was hanging out with some little kids? A few weeks later, he came back to me. "You're a good dancer. Why don't you teach them?" He showed me a flyer for a dance competition that was to be held among the semilleros. Semillero means seedbed, and was the name given to the children involved in peace groups like Beto's that had sprung up in different parts of the city. "I can't do that," I told him. "Sure you can." We arranged to meet the kids in the church hall. Of course,